Henry, do you have one for me?
That would be awesome. Yes, I do. I have one from an Andy Cooper.
Andy!
You have been summoned, Andy.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Robbie. Oh, he's talking to you. I'm sorry. Hi, Robbie. I was wondering if you might be able to answer a question for me, which might also be useful to other viewers of your show. A friend of mine is going from the UK to start a new teaching job in China.
Ooh.
She has been there before, and last time, she took with her a Windows laptop with some kind of proxy software installed to allow her to communicate with the outside world.
Yeah.
The problem is that since her last visit, she's changed her laptop to a Linux machine running Ubuntu. And there doesn't seem to be any good proxy software for this operating system. So can you give any advice for traversing the great firewall of China? That's actually awesome. Sorry. Please and thank you. Keep up the excellent work. So it sounds like she was kind of using some kind of like proxy or a virtual private network. So she's just wondering if you have any advice about that.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy. Okay. On your Windows system, you were connecting through a proxy. What a proxy is it allows you to connect to another computer and then access the internet from there. Mm-hmm. So in China, where they block access to certain types of websites, for example, YouTube, because of Western propaganda and things like that, or whatever the reason may be, it's very political. In order to access those sites, you can connect to a computer, a server in the United States of America, and then through that connection, access the site, because the site, everything thinks you're just connecting to this server in America, and vice versa. So on Windows, yeah, you might need some fancy software and all that. I think maybe I don't know of any. I'm like you. I don't know of any on Linux that are like, hey, here's a great GUI for setting up a proxy. That's what a proxy is. So knowing what a proxy is, can we do a proxy in Linux? And the answer is yes.
Ooh.
So we don't actually need any software. It's Linux. It's built for that kind of stuff. So
Yay. We
just got to hack a little bit. Rob Gore says, try ExpressVPN. That's one, for example, to use on Ubuntu Linux. Easy to set up. That's a good suggestion. Thank you. But I know that, hey, you're a good friend, Andy. You don't mind sticking a Raspberry Pi in the back room. You've got good internet at home. So let's use that as our proxy. Let's say, okay, I've got a Raspberry Pi. Mm-hmm. It's got SSH. And I'm just going to connect it to the internet and set up a really good, strong password for it. Mm-hmm. So that nobody, because it's going to be wide open to the internet, you don't want anyone to be able to access it. So the way to protect it is to set a good, strong password, maybe throw CSLFD on there as a firewall. So if people try to guess at the SSH password, it'll block them after 5 attempts. Mm-hmm. That's always a good thing. Maybe this is a good feature that we could do. From China, your friend could connect from their Linux computer to that Raspberry Pi. It doesn't have to be a Pi. It can be your computer or anything at all on outside of that firewall.
Mm-hmm.
And then connect out to the web.
Yep.
Should we try it?
Let's hack some computers.
I have a Linux laptop right in front of me. Let's jump into the terminal. And first of all, I'm going to bring up my Google, and I'm going to go google.ca, and I'm going to type in IP. There's my IP address. Remember it. Okay, so now, armed with that information, we know that that is my internet connection here. So pretend I'm behind the Great Firewall of China. We want to get outside of that so that we can connect, okay? So all I'm going to do is use a tool that's built in. I need to have a server or a computer with SSH, another Linux computer, basically, somewhere out there. There we go. I was like, what? I couldn't move things. You need to have another computer somewhere out there that you can connect to from that China system. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I happen to have a server, a game server that I can use for the sake of this demonstration. So I'm going to use that. Command is going to be SSH-D, and what we're actually doing is we're setting up a SOX proxy on our computer using SSH.
Cool.
I'm going to SSH to my server that's in Canada, and then I'm going to connect out from there. So SSH-D, and then I'm choosing a port. So I always like to use 3001. Some people use 8080. Reason I use 3001 is usually because that's not in use on my computer. Because this is opening a port on my computer, my laptop, your computer in China, not the remote computer. And then I want to enter the server address. So in my case, just SSH, right? So yeah, that's, I got that right. So okay, now I need to enter a password. So this is my password. And now I'm simply connected to that server with SSH-D, a SOX proxy. So now that I've done that, I'm going to minimize that window and just leave it running. And then let's bring up Firefox. So my proxy is open. My proxy is now running. I'm connected. But I'm still, if I go to Google, it's still going to give me the same IP address. What I need to do first is I need to go into the preferences of my browser. I'm using Firefox, but you may use something else. Go into advanced network settings. It's going to be a little different for you. Use system proxy settings. No, I want to use manual proxy settings. HTTP proxy is 127.0.0.1. We know that is localhost. Port is 3001, which is what I specified. That's for HTTP. Then for SOX, 127.0.0.1. And then the port again, 3001. Leave everything else as default. That's fine. OK. Now, if all went well and I go to Google, connection was reset. No!
Interwebs.
Some connections don't like it. Aw. Test before you do it. Let's see. Have I got? Yeah, I'm connected. So the port is open on 3001. Sure, I've got the command correct. I've got the settings correct. Yeah. Okay. Now that that's set, I'm just going to try close the browser just in case. Really want it to work first try. That'd be really nice. Do I have a firewall on here?
It's the great firewall of Robbie. This is true.
Does it have a status? No. UFW is installed. Da, da, preferences. It's probably under admin. Firewall. Do you guys see it? Firewall. UFW-D? No. Anyone know how to disable UFW? I can't Google it because I'm...
Maybe the problem is the HTTP proxy
enable,
setting.
Disable. Yeah. UFW disable. Sorry, what was that, Sash?
Solbu says the problem is the HTTP proxy setting. You have a SOX proxy, not an HTTP proxy.
Firewall stopped and disabled. Let's try the theory here.
Okay.
The good thing about running a live show.
Oh yeah, and I love this about our show is that we can try things together, mm-hmm. and then. If you experience these problems, then hopefully, it will help. Let's try it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then hit enter. Try again. Let's hope for it.
Hello, everybody.
Let's try google.ca.
Yeah, he just killed the internet. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you know what? you're right. Killed the internet. Probably lost my connection. Which I did. Look, I'm connected to Robbie laptop. That's right. Okay. Let's start over, see what happened there. We actually just lost the internet for a moment, as Henry was saying. So I'm going to just kill all-9 SSH, and then we're going to reestablish that SSH connection.
Is the video still okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
SSH-D 3001, and then my server... The port, enter. If all's happy, it's going to ask me. There we go. So I lost my connection due to our internet.
Mm-hmm.
going down.
Yeah, it was just buffering for a second, but...
Okay.
Apparently audio is dropping out for some people, but I think that's just it, buffering.
Okay, so as I apologize for that little bit of a hiccup there. Now, what we've done, Solbu, thank you very much for mentioning it. I am using a SOX proxy this time around, not an HTTP proxy, so we changed the setting so that it is only using SOX. Okay, so I've left HTTP proxy empty. Now, Google, it has come up. If I type IP, what is it? It's a different IP. Look at that. Okay, I'm going to turn off the proxy just to show you. No proxy. Okay, then I'm going to do the exact same search on Google. So right now it's 99.235. I'm going to research, search again. I might have to refresh. IP 24.114. I have now successfully created a SSH SOX tunnel, basically, through a server in Canada. You can't use that server because you don't have an account, but you can set up a Raspberry Pi, you can set up a Linux computer, something with SSH so that they can tunnel through it.
Cool.
And it's yours. You're not relying on a third-party service that has advertising or charges you astronomical fees. No. As long as you've got this system plugged into a good, solid internet connection, it's good to go.
That's what I love about technology. Because it's like, at the same time, though, it's like you could technically use the same idea. And if you wanted to, you could technically make your own, like, cloud software. If you know what I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Like your own Dropbox.
Oh, yeah. Thing. Oh, yeah. You can. Yeah. So there is software to do that.
There's a lot of cool applications with this.
Yeah.
We're going to have so much fun this season. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be so cool.
Please note, Andy, that when you set this up for your friend, if this is the route that you want to take, she will need to know how to enable and disable the proxy. Because if she's not connected to the proxy through SSH, she's not going to be able to access the internet if the proxy is enabled in her browser. So you'll need to make sure she knows how to toggle it on and off and how to enable the proxy with the SSH command, or maybe you can set up a script or something like that. There's probably a cleaner way to shut down the proxy. I usually just do a kill all on SSH. But if you have other SSH windows, that wouldn't work. So, yeah, there you go. That's how I would do it.
Awesome question.
Yeah, very good question. Thank you very much. And I think that would make a really cool feature for a Raspberry Pi episode.
Noted.
Yeah.